What was made of the edible insides of a hog, say the entrails?
Well, you know, the entrail part, they make something that you call chitlins.
I've seen them.
And then there's a tenderloin, there's a liver, and there's the lights, and the heart, and I never did eat any of the light or the heart. I didn't want it at all. However, the liver, I've eaten that.
What else was made out of the liver? Instead of just cooking it and eating it by itself, what they make out of liver?
Hash.
Anything else?
Well, no, I never knew of anything else. Did you?
I don't know.
Anything called liver pudding?
Well, I expect that I never did eat any.
I never did eat any, but I've heard of it. Never did see any.
What was made out of the blood?
They couldn't have that.
Well, there's a element of our nationality. I never did see it done, but most of those that is a country people anyway, that saved the blood of a beef or a hog were foreigners of some kind.
I've been told Jews do that.
Yeah,
quite a lot.
That's right. And there's a class of Germans that do that too. But well, I never did. We never did. I never knew it to be done in here, except maybe a few German come in here and settled, and they would do that and save the blood.
You ever heard of scrapple? You know what scrapple is?
I don't.
What do you say when meat is bad? Say the meat's what? Can't eat it because it's bad.
Well, we said it's pork.
Mm-hmm. And how about with butter? What do you say? Same thing?
Rancid and.
Mm-hmm. Say anything else?
We always say cold or rancid or something like that.
Do you spoil with butter?
Yeah, of course. When anything gets where it's not edible, it don't make any difference what the trouble is to you or me, it's spoiled.
What do you call the hard skin of bacon?
How many was that?
Six.
I saw seven yesterday.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Hard skin of bacon, what's that called?
Well, I've never heard it called anything but skin.
What about rind?
Well.
What's that?
Well, that's the same thing. That's right. That's the same thing. Now, I never heard it called rind except bacon, you know, to cut that skin off and say, well, a bacon rind. Mm-hmm. And that's the only place I ever caught it.
Now, going to the bedroom, what is it that you, after you make a bed, you put the last thing on the bed. What's that last thing called?
We call it bedspread now, and it has been called counterpin.
Uh-huh. Good. What about a washable blanket that's usually made by the wife?
They're just the sheet blankets or... always. Of course, if you don't have all wool blankets and they're part cotton, you can wash any kind of a blanket.
Mm-hmm. How about quilts? Do you ever have quilts?
Oh, yes. I make my own quilts.
Mm-hmm. This is the end of the reel.